Blog Talk Radio.
NC Preps Radio, the pulse of North Carolina high school sports. NC Preps teams with rivals to bring you accurate player and team news across North Carolina. From results of previous weeks to the next big game, NC Preps Radio is your top destination for information. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to August 8th edition of the NC Preps Radio Show. This is Dina King, publisher of ncpreps.com, a proud member of the Rivals.com Yahoo Sports Network. Just wanted to thank every one of our listeners today. And joining me on the broadcast today is my co-host, NC Prep staff analyst Dolphus Pearson III. Hey, Dolphus, how are you?
I'm doing good.
A little info on what we'll have on the show today. We'll have the latest high school for football recruiting news, and we have a special guest today, Havelock head football coach Caleb King. So we're going to jump into the first segment, our class of 2019 football recruiting, brought to you by ScoreStream. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform. They aim to empower fans, schools, teams, and media companies with the tools to provide accurate and real-time sport coverage. If you don't have the ScoreStream app, I advise you to do it. It helps out on those Friday nights to get all the scores all over the state. So here we go. We're going to start with the first player. He committed last week. Tyce Fields, a cornerback from Huff High School out of Cornelius, chose the Volunteers. Dolphus, tell listeners a little bit about Tyce Fields.
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, Ty Smith is a four-star cornerback from Huff High School, number 16 overall player in the state of North Carolina. Very athletic kid. Again, he's a very big pickup for the Volunteers, because he's versatile. He can play inside at a nickelback position. He can also play outside as a slot corner, and he can play back some as a safety. So he's a very versatile athlete, had over 17 offers this year. And, again, this is a big pickup for the Volunteers.
Well, Huff Huskies have had a lot of top prospects here lately. Well, the new, they're still fairly new program. And so they're growing, and they've got some outstanding kids playing at the Power 5 level. And Tyce Fields, he's going to be joining when he signs, either the early signing or enrolling early. I don't know if he's going to do that, but he'll be going to Knoxville. The next player is from the eastern part of the state, a four-star defensive end linebacker, Travian Freshwater from Northeastern High School out of Elizabeth City. He's staying close to home and picked the Pirates of East Carolina. Your thoughts, Dolphus?
Yes, ma'am. Travian Freshwater is an absolutely dominating defensive end prospect. As he stated, 6'5", 240 pounds. He was actually the number four best player in the state of North Carolina for the class of 2019. And him going to ECU is an absolutely groundbreaking commitment. Again, he was one of those guys that did have NC State in his top list of choices, and also, again, some other great schools in the ACC, but he did look as if he would be another target for NC State. So for him to pick East Carolina and be a Pirate is a big deal, very big deal, and he's one of those kids that's going to play right away.
You're mentioning NC State. I don't think there's been a week gone by that on one of our broadcasts they've had a in-state commitment, and they got one this past with Terrell Dawkins, defensive end, a 6'4", 240, three-star defensive end out of Cox Mill down towards Concord. He picked the Wolfpack. And it's just a repetitive saying, he makes the 15th player out of North Carolina's top 50, according to Rivals, to select NC State. Dolphins, I'm thinking Coach Doran and his staff is almost, they've almost filled up their all their spots. So credit to them getting these kids to commit early and filling out their needs for the upcoming class. It's just, I've never really seen this happen with a in-state school dominating like the Wolfpack have this year.
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, they're pretty much using all of those allotted spots on in-state guys, and they just truly see that the value of the in-state talent has not only gone up in recent years, but again, this is just a very, very stout class, this class of 2019. And Terrell Dawkins making the 15th commitment for the Wolfpack. Again, he's ranked the 44th best player in North Carolina, so he's another one of those top 50 kids. And again, they have just been stacking up and stacking up and stacking up on that defensive end. And again, they're getting some great kids that are going to be some studs for years to come.
Well, another kid that committed late July, kind of missed on him and found out recently that he just he committed and from his coach. And it's offensive lineman Jacob Combs out of North Wilkes High School up in the northwest part of the state, a big offensive lineman, just powerful. He's committed to the Catamounts there up in Cullowhee, going to join Coach Spear up there. Combs, you know, for people that don't know, this school is sort of up in the mountains, so not a lot of press. And, you know, I think he's going to be a sleeper recruit for Coach Spear and the Catamounts. So anytime you can get a big 6'3", 6'4", 300-pounder, I call them bulldozers, to be out in front of your backs, that's just great. And Dolphins, you know, you're a lineman. You know how that goes.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And as you said, he has that great stature, 6'4", 305 pounds. Also had some interest from Georgia Southern as well as Appalachian State too. So this is a good big offensive lineman prospect for the Catamounts, and Jacob Combs should do well at the next level.
Well, while we're talking about recruiting, we'll step out of that and jump into some, you know, today's a big day for high school football in North Carolina. A lot of teams will be having their first scrimmages of the year, and I know there's a lot of excitement. You know, it's still scrimmages, but it's still football, and, you know, diehard fans, they're going to flock out to see how their favorite school is looking. They want to see what's going on, but like many coaches, they're not there to try to quote win a scrimmage. They're out there trying to see what works and what they need to work on, and what kids, you know, are looking good, and kids are trying to make their mark on the team and get some playing time. And And just want your thoughts on the scrimmage process.
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, the scrimmage process is really that last type of evaluation period. This is when they get to put some guys in some different spots, maybe some guys that are possibly playing on one side of the ball, want to try them on the opposite side of the ball. Again, this is that experimental period. This is that last type of, you know, experimental time that the coaches actually get right before they get into the season and things like that. And as you stated, for the players, it's just an opportunity for them to really boost that playing time. That's the big thing. If you're not a starter, you know, you really have to use these scrimmages to your advantage. You have to use them to your advantage because your opportunities may be limited once the season starts. So you have to make the most of what you have in front of you during the time. And, again, the scrimmages are a great way of making that happen.
And we just hope the weather cooperates. Where I'm located, I feel like I'm in northwest North Carolina. I feel like I live in Seattle, Washington, with the rain that come this way. Last week, we've seen several football fields that look like moats, especially up in Elkin, North Carolina. I've seen a picture where the football field, the crown, you could tell the crown of the field because the water was all around the track, and it looked almost like an island. So maybe the weather and the rain will hold off and let some of these kids get out and coaches and see what they got and everything. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with our special guest, Caleb King.
NC Preps Radio, the pulse of North Carolina high school sports. NC Preps teams with rivals to bring you accurate player and team news across North Carolina. From results of previous weeks to the next big game, NC Preps Radio is your top destination for information. Now, here's your host.
Hi, it's Dina King back with Dolphus Pearson. We're going to start our second segment of the show. We'll have our special guest join us, Coach Caleb King of Havelock High School. Brought to you by VTO Sports. VTO Sports is the leader of combines and camp space. They provide group of events that enable student athletes and their families the opportunity to fully develop as they determine their path in the high school recruiting process. And just wanted to welcome my good friend, Coach Caleb King from down in Havelock, North Carolina. How are you doing today, Coach?
Hey, Mr. King, how you doing?
It's pretty good. Sweating a little bit right now, but we're doing all right.
Well, you know, me and Dolphus was just talking. Scrimmages are starting today. How are things going in Havelock, and what is your scrimmage schedule looking like?
Well, I mean, we had so much water down this way that we had to move and kind of do some things around, but we got Southwest Onslow this evening. Coach Dempsey, of course, does a good job with them guys. They were in the Eastern Finals last year. And then we got Bishop Sullivan at Northeastern High School Friday night.
So the rain and the weather affected your football
field? Oh, yes,
man.
We were going to be at East Duplin with a couple other teams, but Battle had to cancel it. I mean, we've just had an unbelievable amount of rain down this way. I mean, we've only had 3 or 4 days where we could actually get out on the field. It's been coming down so good.
Now, Coach, let's just talk a little bit about, I know last season you all had extreme success on the field, 14-2. Just talk a little bit about some of the top players you have returning this year, coaches that we should be on the lookout for.
I mean, I think, obviously – starts first with Anthony Harris, doing a great job for us as a quarterback right now. He's committed to Tennessee as a safety. And Welton Spotsville, he's committed to UNC Chapel Hill as a wide receiver. He's done an unbelievable job in the weight room. He's weighing in about 210 right now. And then you look at Nashad Struthers, he's committed to ECU, offensive lineman. Just, again, incredible job in the weight room. I can't talk enough about those guys and the leadership they've given us, you know, in the weight room and what they're doing. I think a name to on the horizon everybody's going to start hearing about is Terrence Rayner. He's a running back transferred into us, and he's had an unbelievable spring and just really done well for us all summer long.
Well, Coach King, Havelock has a great tradition of football. Currently, there are a few Rams in the NFL. How are those? Who are those kids? And how? Tell our listeners who those kids are. I still call them kids. And tell us
yes,
about
ma'am.
Them and what they mean to
I
the
mean,
community.
You know, you start Bruce Carter. I think he's still floating around as a free agent. He played for the Jets last year. Of course, played for the Cowboys and the Buccaneers too. He's an excellent player with the UNC Chapel Hill. Just an unbelievable person for our community. And then you got Corey Robinson. He's playing for the Detroit Lions at right tackle. He's a massive human being at 6'7", about 330. Does an unbelievable job coming back here, you know, all the time. All his folks still live here. Farrell Cooper is in the Pro Bowl last year. It was nice enough he was able to get me down there for that deal. That's a pretty sweet gig. And then, you know, of course, he played for South Carolina, storied career there as well for Coach Spurrier. And finally, Kendall Vickers is fighting for a roster spot right now with the Steelers.
Well, that's very impressive.
He was the captain at Tennessee last year.
Yeah, that's very impressive for a program. Hadlock in the eastern part of the state, you know, building those roads to Division I schools in the NFL, you know, pretty good for I consider Hadlock a military top town there with the base there, and it's good to see those kids having some great positive role models there for you guys.
Oh, yes, ma'am. All those guys do just an unbelievable job coming back and, you know, speaking to the kids, not only about playing, but a lot of times they're speaking to them just about character and what it takes and what they see at their level, you know, with guys who make it, you know, guys who don't make it, you know, talking about being on time, you know, having that work ethic to keep them around. You know, there's a lot of people talented enough to play in the NFL, but, you know, a lot of times, sometimes the work ethic ain't all the way there.
Yes, sir, Coach. And lastly, just touching on that work ethic, you know, it's so important. We all know that you have to have that work ethic implemented early if you have any aspirations of, you know, making it to the next level and beyond. So just tell me a little bit, lastly, in closing, just about, you know, what have you really – taught the team over the offseason, you know, what has really been the motto to kind of get, you know, last year you all had a tough loss against Charlotte Catholic in the state championship. What has kind of been the offseason motto and, you know, team morale that's kind of corralled those guys to kind of get them pumped up and ready for this 2018 season?
I mean, anytime you go into the fourth quarter of the Charlotte Catholic game, we're winning going into the fourth quarter 14-13, and you know, just finishing the job and, you know, dealing with adversity, you know, and we talk about it every day, dealing with adversity in your life, dealing with adversity on the field. You know, how you respond to that is what makes you a man. And that's what we're trying to develop with this game, is to make these guys better men. You know, we talk about it, you know, the weather's not good. It's hot outside. You know, there's a million excuses out there, but, you know, how are you going to respond to the adversity? How are you going to overcome? You know, you're going to get laid off of your job, not because maybe it's your fault, but they're having cutbacks. Well, what are you going to do to help support your family? You know, you got to do something. Can't you just sit there and cry? You know, you got to find a way to adapt and overcome.
Coach, mention Anthony Harris playing quarterback for you. That speaks volumes for him because, you know, he's being recruited by – well, he's committed to Tennessee and being recruited by – as a defensive back, safety, and putting him at quarterback. Does that change your offensive philosophy any?
You know, I mean, with each year you got different players and – you know, any program, any coach is going to try to, you know, fit offensively and defensively to what we do best, you know, to put the kids in a positive situation. You know, one thing that Anthony has, you know, that's very similar to Pharaoh is his intelligence. I mean, Anthony's football IQ is through the roof. Of course, he wasn't really able to play in the state championship game last year. He broke his collarbone in the second round game on an awkward fall. He tried a few plays, and, you know, that's kind of stuck with him, the fact that he wasn't able to go all the way in the state championship game. He tried, but, you know, a broke collarbone is, oof, that's tough now. It's like having a pair of broke ribs. It hurts just to breathe. And, you know, he's been one of the driving forces for us all season long, all off season. You know, just worked really hard. He's added 20 pounds of muscle, you know, and just really done a good job for us in the weight room.
Well, Coach King, I'd like to thank you for joining us today and try to keep the rain away so you guys can have a very successful scrimmage today and an injury-free day. And I'd like to thank you for joining the end office today on the show. And, you know, as always, you're very welcome to be on anytime.
We appreciate you doing it for us.
I know the Hadlock Rams are one of these teams that we love to talk about because they got great players, great fans, great coaches, and they always have that playoff run.
We're definitely gonna go after it again and everything, and we appreciate everything y'all do for, you know, high school football in this state, you know, promoting it and everything. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ms. King. We'll talk at you later.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Coach Caleb King from Havelock High School down in the eastern part of the state. And Dolphus, you know, he says a lot of good things. I follow him on Twitter, and, you know, he's always posting, always promoting his team, always posting things about his team to make them better. And you know, when those guys come back from NFL, he's always posting them. And, you know, it's always
– yes, ma'am.
The picture that he always posts is like the NFL player surrounded by either the team or youngsters in the area, and Havelock's just – they got something great going on there. And Coach King, a former Havelock player, you know, this is be his second year. So he's got things rolling, after, you know, continuing after, you know, Jim Bob Wright was there for years and won some state titles, and he's moved on, and Caleb was an assistant there. So he's continuing that great tradition there.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And again, as you stated, you know, we can always look forward to Havelock Rams making a deep run in the playoffs. And I'm actually very confident, like you said, Coach King said some great things today. I'm very confident that, again, that these guys can definitely get over that hump next year and make it back to the state championship.
Well, speaking of scrimmages, are you going to be able to make it out to any scrimmage tonight, or are you possibly working?
Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow there's actually the Cumberland County Jamboree. Is going to be out at Jack Britt High School. Over 20 teams are going to be there. A lot of teams from the Sand Hills Conference and teams from the surrounding areas and things like that. So I will be in attendance for that. And I am, as you stated, I'm excited to see it. This is that last little bit of preseason right before the kickoff to the real season. So definitely excited to go out there and see some guys fly around and compete.
Well, you and me have a big day tomorrow. We're headed to Chapel Hill. We'll be attending the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Media Day. So we'll have some info on what's going on with the High School Athletic Association, and be happy to see any info that we get down there. And lastly, as you know, I help with the Tar Heel Illustrated, the University of North Carolina Rivals website, as does Dolphus, and we're happy to say that we're a part of a new rival site. The Appalachian State Mountaineers will be help covering the Mountaineers up there in Boone. The new site is App State Illustrated, and you can follow App State Illustrated on Twitter at App State Illustrated. And the website is AppalachianState.Rivals.com or AppStateIllustrated.com. Dolphus, your thoughts on that? I'm really excited because Appalachian is really, for one, it's really close to me. Boone is maybe an hour from me, and so I live maybe possibly in the heart of Appalachian State country. So I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. And App State has had a lot of recent success lately, winning the Sun Belt last year. They've gone to a bowl game, I want to say, the past 4 years in a row. And again, this is going to be a great thing. And also, we would like to tell our listeners that if you subscribe to the website right now, if you subscribe for our yearly website, our $8.33 a month, we get a $99 code to go to the Rival Shop for your favorite App State apparel. So that's without a doubt the biggest promo of the year. Again, just sign up, get that subscription, and you get that $99 code to go into our Rival Shop and get your favorite Appalachian State Mountaineer gear. So it's definitely something that you want to jump on board with while supplies last.
And that goes for NC Preps and Tar Heel Illustrated, because we also work with Andrew Jones there and his great staff, Clint Jackson, Gerard Hardy, Rob Jones, John Gwaltney, and the Bruce Young, the best photo guy in the state of North Carolina. I picked with him for that.
The best.
So just gonna sign off here and everybody be safe. Going out to your scrimmage today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. So there's a lot going on. Getting ready for the big opening day next week. So this is Dina King signing off with Dolphus Pearson, NC Radio. We hope that you join us next week. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.